Welcome to the podcast, Coping Kit for Everyday Life. I'm Rochelle Porter, and I'm here with my friend and dear colleague, Genevieve Lowry.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. We're super excited to get this started. And Rochelle, I'm so excited to be doing this with you. We did spend a lot of time thinking about what to call our podcast. We wanted something that would speak to our child life people, but also something that connected to the larger community.
Yes, and that's where we came up with Coping Kit for Everyday Life. These days, we can really use a bag of tools to really help us deal with the both ordinary and extraordinary things that happen in our lives. We are hoping that our podcast is going to want you to want to share with us and learn more about how you can create your own coping kit by us sharing with you all the different conversations that Genevieve and I have had over the years, and really talking about how we use our child life skills to support children and families, ourselves, and each other.
Hey, Michelle. Welcome back. So excited to be back together this week. And this week, we're going to talk a little bit about gratitude.
Hi, Genevieve. Yes, it's good to see you again. I can't believe it's November already and it's cold outside. But yes, here we are. I'm glad to see you. And I think we have a great topic today. I'm really excited to talk about it. So I'll let you start.
All right. Thanks. So we're going to talk about it's coming up on to Thanksgiving, which is the time where many people really reflect upon what they are thankful for. So we thought, what a great time for us to talk about gratitude and being really thinking about what gratitude means in our lives, what it means to be grateful, but also the ways in which that can really help with your own wellness and thinking about gratitude as part of our coping kit, right? That is another thing we can put into that fanny pack whenever we need it. So thinking about gratitude, in preparing for our session today, I was looking up some stuff and I came across this definition about gratitude. That's a positive emotional response that we perceive on giving or receiving a benefit from someone. So being thankful for something someone has done, being grateful for something we're able to do for someone else, right? And what I really love about gratitude, what my favorite thing is this idea that it can rewire your brain, and that the more time you spend thinking about what you're grateful for, that it can actually elevate the hormones and the things in your body that make you feel happy and that make you feel good about yourself and the world around you. Pretty amazing, actually.
It really is. The article was interesting, you know, about how rewiring your brain and how they were able to have this group of individuals start this practice and how they saw a difference in, you know, just even being more, you know, happy, as you mentioned, or just really just their attitude changed, less anxiety, different things can happen just by practicing gratitude, which I thought was interesting. And how it all happens in the brain. And that to me, that's kind of great that it sounds like we actually have control over this and that we could change something to have that heart of gratitude in our lives.
And that makes me think about how, as child life specialists, we might use gratitude to support patients and families. And I think you really honed in on the word that we often, as child life specialists, are really try to support kids in finding those places where they can have control in their lives. And the idea that we have some effect on our own brain and how we see, perceive, experience, and understand the world around us, that by doing these simple practices, that gives that kid or that family a sense of control in a space where maybe they don't have that control. And I'm wondering if I'm even trying to think about what are some ways that we've encouraged patients and families to use gratitude to support their own sense of control or their own well-being.
Yeah, I think about the kid who's like, oh, well, you know, I'm sick and I can't do this. And I always kind of say, but you know, what other things can you do? Like, what are things are you grateful that you're able to do? And just, again, just changing the filter, changing the focus. I often remember, I think we did a lot of activities for Thanksgiving with kids. And that's probably one of the activities at Thanksgiving time. We'd ask the kids, like, what are you grateful for? Back in the day, we used to, so funny, I can still visualize it, how we'd have these Thanksgiving dinners that we would come together, lunch, I guess it wasn't dinner. And, you know, we would supply the food for the families. And then the staff would bring in side dishes, and together we would have this Thanksgiving meal together. And I remember us like going, what are you thankful for? And just kind of getting the kids to kind of just say that, as well as the staff and the families. I think, you know, just taking that pause, because I think, you know, oftentimes we can think about everything else that's not going right. But it's something about when you take a moment and you're like, wait, what am I grateful for? I'm like, oh, all right. You know, I am grateful.
Those lunches were some of the most hodgepodgeiest. I mean, talk about collaborations and care, right? Like, things are really like, who's bringing, you know, what I think of as a traditional Thanksgiving dish was not what other people thought of as a tradition, what their traditions were so different. To me, that was always so much fun to see what people brought. And let us not forget my experiments with cornbread every year. I don't know what it is, but some reason every year I would volunteer to make cornbread because I thought it was easy. And every year it came out like a brick, flat as a pancake. I actually make pretty decent cornbread now. I don't know what I'm doing differently, but that cornbread was some awful shit. Like, it was terrible. And it was year after year.
But, you know, Jennifer, I was grateful that you brought the cornbread because, you know, that is a traditional thing for me to have. I don't know if we ate it, remember, but I am grateful that we could be together. And that, you know, we can joke about that, you know, like grateful for the laughter, you know, in the midst of all the chaos and everything that's going on, you know, grateful to just to gather those families together and have a moment.
It's also something that you can't sort of post-pandemic world is something that can't be replicated again. So I also am really grateful for those experiences and the opportunities that we had. Although there's lots of things that we did in our child life practice that today you wouldn't be allowed to do.
Yeah, I always say to my
Better or for worse, right?
I always say to my staff, that was the 90s. We don't do that anymore. That's how I preface everything. Because it was just a different time. Like, it was the 90s. It was okay to do those things.
Nobody was watching us at all.
We didn't know these things. But I'm grateful now that we do. But yeah, it's funny. When I said, sometimes I'll share with my team certain things that we did back then. And they'd be like, really? I'm like, yeah, it's a different time. Please don't do that. Please don't. But yeah, please don't. That's get us all in trouble. But yeah, so just really, yeah, when you think about it, just the heart of the gratitude. And I also have been trying with my staff, because we have like a huddle and we always do acknowledgements and shout outs. And now I added this, you know, gratitude. I'm still working on it, but you know, it's like, what are you grateful for? And I think something about that can just really change your day. Like, again, like just taking that moment, you know, being grateful to have a job, be grateful that you're able to the ability to help other people. Grateful I have a colleague that, you know, supports me at work. There's so many things. Yeah. And I think sometimes we forget because we're always thinking about, again, the things that aren't happening the way we want it to. There's so many things, so many blessings that we do have.
It's so true. It's so true how we can get so caught up in what I don't have or what I'm not experiencing, or I wish I had this, or I wish if I had this, then this would be better too. I like the idea of like that filter, you know, using a different filter to look at the world through and really thinking about, okay, yeah, this is hard that we're going through this, but what are the ways in which I can reframe this experience so that I'm doing it from a strength place, right? When you were talking about, you know, when we were working and some of the practices that we did, I also started to think we used to do those handprints. You know, you make those little turkeys with your handprint, or we used to do a big giant tree and they do the leaves for the handprints, right, for the fall. And we'd always include staff, parents, and patients to really put on there, what are things you're thankful for? What are you grateful for? Trying to think of those five things. And I think it's what was really powerful about those moments when kids were writing those things that, in spite of the fact that they're going through this really difficult moment or they're having this experience in hospital, they've been diagnosed with a chronic illness, or maybe it's an acute short-term thing or whatever that is that they're experiencing, the ability to still think beyond this moment of what stinks about my life right now into, well, I'm really grateful that my mom is here with me, or I'm really grateful for that nurse this morning who took the time to be, you know, gentle when she placed the IV, right? Or who took the time to explain it to me, right? Or I'm really grateful for I was going to say the VCR that was brought to me, which is really dating myself today.
They know that we are very experienced. So yes, yeah,
very experienced.
That's all that is. Grateful for my experience.
Grateful for my experience. As a child,
there you go.
Grateful I can laugh about this. I think helping people to sort of move beyond that and finding the ways to help families move beyond that and beyond Thanksgiving, right? That this is something that we can think about that outside and beyond just the holiday time of year, that we are thinking about what we're grateful for year round. And even how that can help with your mental health and just feeling better and your own wellness and really supporting that sense of control in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, gaining the sense of control. And like you said, how this can be a part of your daily life. Like, it doesn't have to be Thanksgiving. Like, you know, what are the possibilities? You know, think about, like, what are possibilities if I continue to do this every day and just be in a, you know, again, as we said, being a part of your coping kit, but like, what is possible? I think, you know, one of the things that I've had the opportunity to do is do fearless living. I mentioned to you guys, I'm a certified fearless living coach. And one of the skills that I learned with Rhonda Britton is gratitude. And, you know, really practicing that gratitude and actually writing 5 things that you're grateful for every day. And at first, I have to say, I struggled with that. It's like, what am I grateful for? You know, it's like, oh, I'm grateful for my breakfast. You know, at first it became just trying to really think about, like, what am I grateful for? Because it's really about how I learned to do gratitudes in this context was really about everything else but yourself. So really, like, what are other things that you're grateful around you? People, friends, things, anything. Like, what are you grateful for? And really, you know, trying to be specific. And when you do that, so I was, you know, writing gratitudes the other day as I'm waiting for my laundry to dry. And I'm like literally sitting in the car and I'm like, I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to sit in this warm car and looking at the beautiful leaves, because now it's autumn and I love the autumn colors of the leaves, the oranges and the reds and, you know, and watching the sun above. It was a little crisp outside, but that sun was shining. And, you know, I think, again, it allows you to just take a moment and be in the moment when you do your gratitudes too. Because I think oftentimes you're just focusing on so many other things where when you write a gratitude and be specific about it, you also are able to capture that moment. So later on, you can look back and see those moments that you were grateful for.
Well, the specificity of it. And I also like the writing down of it, that we're really thinking about ways to make it a habit. And I think when we write something down, it also has a different effect on our body somehow, like that, because that's just another way to experience that gratitude is by documenting it. So we're actually going to be asking our listeners this week to practice gratitude and to be thinking about what they're grateful for and to be specific about what they're grateful for. So as you were talking and describing those leaves, I was thinking, how do I experience it, right? I don't necessarily have I shouldn't say I don't have a regular practice. I meditate almost every morning. I'm not going to say every morning, but I meditate almost every morning. I have a Reiki practice as part of that. And although I'm not in my mind using the words I'm grateful for, I am often allowing things to sort of happen in a way or being open to the possibilities. I think what I might start doing is in that practice, naming some gratitudes or writing some down as part of my meditative and daily Reiki practice that I do also, and just sort of adding that in. And then maybe at one of our others, I'll report back and let you know if I kept it up, because that's always the issue. If I kept it up and how it's changed for me and how it's changed me, right? Not changed for me, but changed me. Because the idea is that it rewires and it changes. And I do know that the meditative practice and the Reiki have helped me organize myself better and be motivated more and have clarity and creativity. And so I can only imagine this will deepen those experiences for me as well by applying that to myself a little bit more explicitly.
Absolutely. And I don't want to get away. You said something earlier. I also want to talk about the gratitude part is about the benefits from someone and, you know, giving and receiving. So I think we talked about, you know, how we write, you know, gratitudes, but I also want to talk about how we can also, you know, show gratitude to others. And I think that's also a part of it, because, you know, be it writing a note to someone or saying thank you, you know, think about like the times that someone, like, you may do something, you know, think whatever, you don't even think it's a big deal, but then that person write your thank you notes, says, really, you know, I really want to thank you for this. Or even the person just stops and says, you know what, I really appreciate what you did today. I think that's something also I want to talk about. That's also part of it, how that gratitude, also that how you can give to others. And mm-hmm. that also it's also benefiting you, but also how it'll benefit the other person. I don't know, sometimes, you know, some of those things, those compliments or those things, you know, even to me, like gratitude can be a compliment when you're complimenting someone on something. Do you ever had that experience where maybe you have said to someone, you know, I really want to thank you for something, or complimenting on something, and their face changes? So I think the ability for us to give also to impact others, to also feel that good feeling inside. So, you know, it also may change their day, and they may turn around and say, make become contagious, I guess, and turn around and thank somebody else. I think, you know, pass it on.
That's great. I love it. I think, you know, I mean, as child life specialists, we've certainly made our fair share of gratitude jars, right? Like, I mean, when we talk about activities that we've done with patients and how we can carry that into our own lives, you know, that's part of it, right? It's this idea, what we would have done with a kid would have been to create a gratitude jar and for people to put those in there, what you're grateful for someone else, and to acknowledge somebody else's impact in your life or something they did. You know, I might say, you know, thank you, Michelle, for, you know, I really appreciated that you were willing to be so flexible with your time today, because I was screwing up time all day long and you were right there with me, willing to jump on whenever I was able to. So that is something that I really am grateful for, your willingness to be flexible as we figure out, you know, our podcast, but to make that more of a practice. It's making me feel good to make you feel good, right? Uh-huh. Like, or to think about something that someone else has done, not just for me, but maybe for someone else. My son helps me teach Sunday school, and I love to acknowledge that, you know, his blossoming skills with young children, that's a space he really shines in, is when he's around little kids. And that's been really warming from, you know, really enlarging my mom heart, you know, for him, to see him in this very, in this way, but also telling him that is part of it also, is letting him know that I see that in him, and how he blossoms by hearing that, right? That Absolutely. He feels good about what he's doing. It's really,
And I think it was something, an article I remember skimming over, was talking about, like, you know, having gratitude, like with adolescents and teaching like early on, like how it affects the child. So I think our listeners really want you to think about, like, if you have children in your life, be your own children, your nieces, nephews, or work with kids, a teacher, whatever the case may be, children in your life, how can you teach them to, you know, make this something that becomes a normal thing? You know, you saying how you're grateful for something and then asking that child, you know, what are they grateful for, and vice versa. I think, you know, it's something that you could start so early with your children, and think about, as we're saying as adults, how it's making an impact on us. Imagine how an impact would make on a child early on. This is something they learn and they just continue on. It's, again, like, I feel like, you know, we talk about this everyday coping kit. We also are talking about your children and your family members. Like, you know, the things that we share with you, I want you to, you know, share it with others, because it can also impact your children and other people in your life. So something to think about. I always think about, like, you know, it's, you know, being contagious, like you practice something and teach someone else to practice, and so on and so off. And before you know it, everybody's doing gratitudes. And imagine the possibilities of what could happen if, you know, everyone around us were more grateful for the things in their life.
Yeah. Right. And shared with other, with others, what they were grateful about that person.
Exactly.
Right? I love the connection to families and thinking about what are the age appropriate ways to do this. And, you know, I mentioned the, you know, the gratitude jar, that's a great one for young children and school age kids. And when we think about teenagers, you know, sending a text about something that they did, you know, thank you for emptying the dishwasher. I'm so grateful that you emptied the dishwasher for me today, right? Like something that they did that was out of the ordinary, or even something that's just about them, right? I'm grateful for your sense of humor, right? And just sending them a text, sending them an email, writing them a hand personal note, putting it in a card, like the different ways that you can express gratitude for something about your own children or about your spouse or about a really close friend. Who are the people in your life that you want to share that with, and the ways in which that makes you feel better, and the ways in which that makes them feel better. And when they feel better, they're better able. When we all are feeling good about ourselves, we're in a much better headspace to really cope with the challenges and the adversity and the ways in which we experience the world, because someone told us that this is something that's really good about me or really neat about me. And I can draw on that courage and that strength to sort of meet adversity head on.
Yeah, that was a great idea. It's so funny we said that. I always send my son a morning text every morning. It's like, oh, good morning. How are you doing? Hope you have a great day. And then you're like, always like, oh, thank you for taking up the garbage. Thank you for doing the dishes. I appreciate you doing these things. But yeah, and also I just appreciate you. So I love when you said that. I was like, oh, I'm doing that. I didn't even think about it like that. But yeah, that's so great.
Look at you, mom of the year.
I don't know. We'll have to have David on and let him see what he may say. He may say something different. But I love my baby boy, who's not a baby.
That's not a baby.
So he may listen to his father. It's like, mom, I'm not a baby. Stop telling people I'm a baby. He's 24. He's not a baby. But yeah, always my baby. So yeah, we've seen a lot, Genevieve, right? Together, for sure.
We have. It's hard to believe really how long we've been together. And I'm grateful for that.
I'm truly grateful for that. The friendship that we have for so many years.
I'm very grateful for that, because we wouldn't be here doing this right now if it wasn't for this friendship of many years, because you got to feel really comfortable and really safe with somebody to really do stuff like this, I think, and to talk about some of the topics that we have talked about and that we will be. So we have added in our podcast notes at the end of the podcast, there are ways to reach out to us. We spoke about a couple of different articles that we mentioned, and those are in the resources. So if people would like to read those to learn a little bit about more about the brain changes by having a gratitude practice. And maybe we can even add a link to how to make a gratitude jar. I'm sure we can include that as well, because that's kind of a fun activity to do with kids.
Right. And then some of the things that I wanted to share that we want to definitely have you consider, because we always want to give you different options, is one, you know, maybe keeping a gratitude journal, and you can do something, what I have my coaching clients do, which I think is really helpful, is write 5 gratitudes a day in your gratitude journal. And, you know, I am grateful for, and try to be specific, as Genevieve was saying earlier, because being specific will help you later on, because when you go back, you can actually look at all of those things. And sometimes when you're in that mood where you're like, you maybe not feeling so grateful, it'd be a great opportunity to go back and look at that and just remind yourself like, wow, I have all these things to be grateful for, all these things that have happened in my life. So definitely wanted to mention that as well. And then also, you know, even if, you know, sometimes people say, oh, writing it down. I think writing it down, definitely it does a lot for you by you writing it down just for your brain and processing. But also, you know, if you want to process, just saying them out loud, you know, I'm grateful for, and just saying them out loud. And that could be a way to just to start your practice. The gratitude jar, as we mentioned, for kids, but that could be a great thing to do for an adult as well. So just wanted to give you a little bit of homework, so to speak, but more about, you know, really just thinking about like what you can add to your everyday coping kit when it comes to gratitude. And by all means, like Genevieve mentioned, we're going to have all our contact information. Please email us and share with us, you know, what you got out of this podcast, you know, what you've got out of the podcast today talking about gratitude. And so we'd love to hear all about that. And you may have some even more creative ideas, and that'd be great. And we can, you know, be able to share those with our audience. So I think we can, as we talked about before, we talked about mentorship, you know, we can learn from each other. So we definitely would love to hear any creative ideas that you come up with or may already have when it comes to gratitude. And, you know, Jim, my always favorite question to ask is, what's your takeaway from today? What are you going to take away from our talk today?
My takeaway from this talk today is the idea behind not just me being grateful for things, but that extension of that, of sharing what I'm grateful for about someone else in my life, that sort of, I hate this expression, but paying it forward kind of idea. And I think that that really resonated for me today, this idea of what I am grateful for about someone else, and sharing, and not just thinking it in my own head and keeping it to myself, but sharing it with that person also. I'm going to go do that right after when we're done.
There you go. So thanks for sharing. It's so funny. That's the one I was thinking too, is like, how can I do more of that? So it's so funny you said that, because that's exactly what I was thinking. Thinking about like, how can I do that more at work and also in my personal life? So I think I'll probably go and tell some people what I'm grateful for them. I'm actually going to see a dear friend today. So I think I'll share with her when I see her.
Aw, that's nice. All right. So that wraps up our episode today. And we hope people reach out to us. You can find us, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter, and Rochelle has her email listed. So hopefully you will reach out to us and share with us your experience with gratitude or topics that you want us to talk about. And because we'd love to hear from you. But for now, we are grateful to have you as our listener.
Till next time. And what are you going to add? Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today for our episode of Coping Kit for Everyday Life. We hope you take away something from this podcast that sparks your imagination or you discover a new tool for your coping kit. Remember to check out our resources and exercises in today's podcast notes. We would love to hear from you. Please share your comments, questions, or suggestions for future shows. You can find our emails in our podcast notes. Look forward to hearing from you.